Morning, Doctor. You're indicating a 6-minute walk test on Sondra, Sondra Horn, Horne. This goes to Dr. Price on 11/13/25. Mrs. Horn performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her urinary saturation was 92%, period. Patient walked 184 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation at the end of the study was 90%, period. The patient did pause at 2 minutes and 56 seconds for desaturation to 86% and shortness of breath, and restarted at 5 minutes and 15 seconds. The paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Garth Edwards. This goes to Dr. Newsom on 11/13/25. Mr. Edwards performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction, period. There was insignificant response to bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 8/4/25, there's been no change, period. No paragraph compression. Moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry and Marjorie Sparks. This goes to Dr. Bo Cook. On 11/13/25, Mrs. Sparks performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction at lower lung volumes without significant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 8/13/25, there's been no change, period, of paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Mark Falk, F-A-U-L-K. This goes to Dr. Newsom. On 11/13/25, Mr. Falk performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there's a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 5/6/25, there's been no significant change, period. No paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on patient Robert Birch, B-U-R-C-H. This goes to Dr. Newsom. On 11/13/25, Mr. Birch performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a mild to moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 8/6/25, there's been no significant change, period. No paragraph impression, mild to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Gail Lippincott. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn on 11/13/25. Mrs. Lippincott performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Although the air velocity index was greater than 1, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 6/19/25, there's been no change, period. No paragraph compression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Diana Coble, C-O-B-L-E. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 11/13/25, Mrs. Coble performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired without significant airways obstruction, period. Although the air velocity index was less than 1, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was greater than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was slight improvement in forced vital capacity and flow rates, period. Compared to a prior study dated 7/15/25, there's been improvement in the pre-bronchodilator flow rates, period. No paragraph impression, mild restriction with evidence for bronchoreactivity showing some improvement. Next. Pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Brenda Allen. This goes to Dr. Strickland. 1/11/13/25, Mrs. Allen performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the ONH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with minimal improvement after bronchodilators. Period, the air velocity index was less than 1. Period, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8. Period, compared to a prior study dated 8/13/25. There's been no significant change. Period. No paragraph impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on Judith Barber. This goes to Dr. Little. On 11/13/25, Mrs. Barber performed pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators. Period, the air velocity index was less than 1. Period, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8. Period, compared to a prior study dated 8/7/25. There's been no significant change. Period, no paragraph impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next. Pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on Catherine, K-A-T-H-R-Y-N, Farrow, F as in Frank, E-R-R-O. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 11/13/25, Mrs. Farrow performed pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators. Period, the air velocity index was less than 1. Period, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8. Period, compared to a prior study dated 8/14/25, there's been no significant change. Period, a paragraph impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Period. Thank you.